Chatbots are writing sci-fi stories. And let's just say, they're not exactly boldly going where no man has gone before. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's so meta, right? A tool seemingly straight out of science fiction, writing its own science fiction. But it's not all fun and games for the online magazine Clerks World, which publishes short fiction sent in by writers in the sci-fi and fantasy community. The publication typically pays 12 cents per word for chosen stories. But the magazine's editor, Neil Clark, announced last month they're closing submissions down because they've been inundated with material generated by AI and sent in by people looking to make a quick buck. Clark told me this all began in December when they noticed about 50 stories that seemed to be written by AI. In January, that number doubled, and by the first 20 days of February, they'd received more than 500 AI-generated submissions.
So, you know, we were on track to have one of these types of submissions for every one of the legitimate submissions we were getting.
One to one.
But we weren't seeing any sign of it slowing, so it probably would have gotten worse. Best we can tell, these are largely coming in from people who are following side hustle blogs and videos and TikTok channels with a post that's something like, make easy money with ChatGPT. And then they walk them through the process and send them to a list of magazines that they can send things to. And we're unfortunate enough to be on one of those lists. If I could share some of the stories with you, it would be clear that these are people that probably aren't reading science fiction because they'd identify from their own story that it wasn't good. We're fairly confident that it's just copy, paste, send. The quality is very poor. There were never any danger of these stories being published. We've been doing this for 17 years, and these are among some of the worst that we've seen.
So what's at stake for writers and the future of creativity in this genre?
We're safe for a time because science fiction is fairly imaginative, and that's one thing that these programs are weak at. They can't make a leap or a jump to do something more creative. Someday that may change. You know, say let's play the science fiction scenario where an AI becomes imaginative, fully aware, and is capable of sending out its own stories. It can outproduce a human author. It might take months for a human author to produce their story, whereas an AI could churn out hundreds in a day. The human authors would be drowned out.
How do you conceive of the purpose of science fiction? And what does it mean for artificial intelligence to potentially be writing it?
Science fiction serves a bunch of different purposes. I mean, there's entertainment and escapism, clearly. But there's also a cautionary aspect, like trying to prevent a future that we want to avoid, but also trying to shape one that we want to see. Every now and then, someone will say, well, science fiction predicted this. Well, no, actually, science fiction inspired that. And as far as where AI fits in this, I think it's been in science fiction for quite some time. And, you know, it's been portrayed in the dark and the light. There's some wonderful things being done in medicine. I know there's also some work on analyzing large data sets that's using AI that might show us where other planets are in the universe. So there's a lot of interesting things being done there. I kind of have a hard time calling what we have now the AI of science fiction. Because the AI of science fiction is typically aware and doing more than just writing bad text.
Do you think humans are ready for this technology?
Some people aren't. As we can see, there's already people abusing it. Science fiction is filled with lots of examples of when we're not ready for something. So take Star Trek, for example. They have a concept called the Prime Directive, which they won't visit a planet until it is reached a certain level of technological capabilities. And that's to protect them as much as it is to protect us.
What are you going to be watching as this technology moves ahead?
Well, I think that, you know, from here on out, we're going to be in a state quite like the people who work on spam filters or antivirus software or credit card fraud. You know, we're never going to beat this, but we're going to have to find a way to live with it. And every new innovation is going to have to require one from our side as well.
Neil Clark is the editor of Clark's World magazine. And now for some related links. We've got Neil Clark's full blog post about why the magazine decided to suspend submissions, titled A Concerning Trend. It's linked at our website, marketplacetech.org. As of this taping, Clark's World has not reopened submissions, but Neil told me they'll plan to open the gates back up sometime this month, knowing, as Neil said, they'll probably have to close them again to address the same problem. He said they have tried out some of the software being marketed to detect AI-generated text, but as even the makers of such detection software have acknowledged, it's not fully reliable. OpenAI, which also developed ChatGPT, found in tests that its detection software correctly identified AI-generated text only 26% of the time. Luckily, as Neil said, the AI-generated submissions to his magazine haven't been too hard to spot because he said they're so bad. We were curious just how bad these AI-generated stories are, so we asked Neil to share some submissions with us. He said for privacy reasons he couldn't, so we took matters into our own hands. We asked ChatGPT to write a short science fiction story about a space pirate in the style of Ray Bradbury. That's the famous sci-fi author from the post-war era, wrote Fahrenheit 451. What the chatbot spat out was 10 paragraphs about a notorious pirate named Captain Rook, thieving and plundering his way across the galaxy until one day he's suddenly transported aboard an alien vessel where the aliens teach him enlightenment. Here's a dramatic reading of that story's ending, read by Marketplace Tech producer Daniel Shin.
In that moment, Rook made a decision. He would abandon his life of piracy and seek out the knowledge and wisdom that the aliens had offered him. He would explore the universe with a new sense of purpose, no longer content to be a mere marauder in the vast expanse of space. And so, Rook left the alien vessel a changed man, with a new understanding of the universe and his place in it. He set out on a journey of self-discovery, ready to explore the cosmos and the endless possibilities that lay beyond.
Not sure I'd publish that either. Daniel, on the other hand, I think has a very bright future in sci-fi voiceovers. So special thanks to him for indulging us. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.